Good Monday. Today is May the 26th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, scouting those fields is something we probably need to do after all this wet weather for anything that we planted early and see what the stands are like. Also, checking out some of those soybeans for different seedling diseases that can emerge with the weather we had. We'll be back with details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora. Horacio is our soybean pathologist and nematologist. Horacio, it's been an interesting planting season this year so far. On again, off again. Some folks got out there early and really have nice looking crops. Others got in maybe a little bit later. Crops are struggling from the wet weather, and some, that crop is still in the bag. It hasn't even hit the ground yet. But maybe let's start off and talk about the growing season and what we find when we're out there scouting some of those newly emerged seedlings.
Yes. How are you, Dusty? And very happy to be here with you. Thank you. Definitely, plants are emerging, and unfortunately, some are not. And that's sometimes a big concern, what's going on. And what I do normally is I focus on pathogens that may affect either the seed or the seedling as they're coming up, or just after emergence, and pathogens that may affect those seedlings and unfortunately kill them and reduce stunt by doing so. So you mentioned persistent cool and wet conditions across Ohio, very wet. And when we encounter poorly drained soil, we run into those fields with seeding water and cool soil temperatures. So that's just conducive environmental conditions for seedling diseases if we have a susceptible host, a susceptible soybean plant, and if we have the pathogen or pathogens. That seeding water always reminds us of the water molds. We have the Pythium and Phytophthora that thrive in poorly drained, compacted soil. So that's the main thing that we should think when we suspect seedling disease. Again, we need to remember that not everything that will reduce our stunt is a pathogen. There's a lot of abiotic conditions, but for the purpose of this conversation, we'll focus on how to scout for soybean seedling diseases. So the lack of emergence, dig those rows, furrows, and see if the seeds are affected or the seed has germinated and failed to emerge. This is called in the world of plant pathology, pre-emergence dumping off, and this can be caused by multiple pathogens, organisms, or those seedlings are coming out, they're looking healthy, and then days after they collapsed and die. Either they show a blight, completely necrosed, dead, the tissue is mushed, soaking water type of tissue. That's very typical when those seedlings are attacked by the water molds, such as Pythium and Phytophthora, like we mentioned. But there are other true fungus, such as Fusarium and Rhizoctonia, that can also cause this post-emergent dumping off. That's the terminology we're using when these plants essentially are killed by the pathogen as soon as they emerge or before they do so.
Stay tuned. We'll continue our conversation with Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
And we're going to continue our conversation now with Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora, OSU Extension Specialist Soybean Pathologist and Nematologist, talking about scouting soybean fields for some of the different seedling diseases.
If we suspect that we are dealing with a soybean seedling disease, walk those fields and collect those seedlings that shows this type of symptomology. I will collect approximately 10 of these seedlings across a field, put it on a Ziploc plastic bag, remove that air, keep it away from exposure of the heat and sun, and mail it to the lab. Most of the time, it's advisable to roll it in a wet, damp paper towel that just keep the tissue intact until it gets to a lab where we can further process it. And we have been receiving samples. Last week, we received a sample in the lab where we actually demonstrated how to process this sample. And our colleague, agronomist, Dr. Laura Lindsay, has a nice little short video that shows exactly the process of what we do with your samples in the lab. So that's something that you can go and try and get.
Horacio, I'm curious, as I collect those samples, do you want me to leave? There's not a lot of roots there, but do you want me to try and collect what roots are there on that seedling and any soil with it, or just the bare roots as much as possible?
At this point, Dusty, when we're talking about VEVC, right, very, very small seedlings, we're not going to find much root, but yeah, trying to get entirely that plant that is damaged with a little bit of the soil, it doesn't matter. That soil will protect to have that plant arrive to the lab in a way that we can try to capture the organism that is causing the problem. So when that samples arrive to the lab, what we do is we clean it very well. It's called surface disinfestation. We clean everything from the surface of the seedling. We then identify the area that is damaged by the pathogen in this case, and the area that is still healthy in that same seedling. And we call that area where we have healthy and sick tissue or damaged tissue, we call that the transition zone of the disease. And that's what we normally plate in media that would allow us to pull the pathogen out and characterize it. We will be able to pull the pathogen and say, this is a true fungus such as Fusarium or Rhizoc, or this is a water mold such as Pythium and Phytophthora. Now, why it's important that we recognize what type of pathogen may be causing these seedling diseases is because our active ingredients that we normally select and use in seed treatments will have to target these particular pathogens, right? So let's say we actually treated our seeds, yet we have seedling diseases in the field. What's going on? Well, maybe the active ingredient was not meant to manage and control the water mold. It was a great fungicide for true fungus like Fusarium and Rhizoc, but does nothing to the water mold. So very important information there when we actually know what type of organisms we have in our field.
Again, my guest today is Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora, OSU Extension soybean pathologist and nematologist, talking about scouting soybean fields for seedling diseases. We'll be back with Horacio more tomorrow, but for now, that's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.